This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s message resonates like never before. We celebrate his life and work on Monday with a National Day of Service dedicated to ensure his values of nonviolence and equality. We want to make sure they remain essential parts of our lives. Our Things to Do curator, Tanya Pendleton, tells us about some Day of Service events and other activities going on this weekend. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Jennifer. Philadelphia hosts one of the largest MLK volunteer initiatives in the nation. If you're interested, we'll have the list of options, everything from packing food for seniors to a coat drive, on our website, whyy.org/things to do.
I come to say to you this afternoon, however difficult the moment,
yes, sir,
however frustrating the hour, it will not be long.
No,
because truth crushed earth will rise again.
Yes, sir.
Wonderful to hear his words. Our region does such a great job celebrating the legacy of Dr. King.
How long? Not long.
Yes, it does. The African American Museum in Philadelphia hosts their annual MLK weekend celebration from Saturday through Monday. This year, it's virtual, but the family-friendly programming remains. The Museum of the American Revolution is hosting a hybrid celebration with activities both at the museum and online, including a virtual jazz concert on Monday.
I'm so relieved at this time of continued social distancing. There's a wealth of different options to choose from for the Dr. King celebration.
Yes, and while I am sure that we are all longing for more in-person opportunities, virtual events do give more people a chance to participate, and that's a good thing. We have another important birthday to celebrate this week, Jennifer.
Oh, who's? Not mine, not yours.
Well, I'm a summer baby, but keep that celebration energy in mind for July. Nope, it's Ben Franklin's birthday celebration on Friday. The man who a bridge and a museum is named after.
But he's so much more.
I'm the only American the French want to see. They call me a genius.
Founding father, printer, statesman, writer, scientist, abolitionist, and more. But most importantly for me, Franklin is the reason that I can still see.
That's right. He invented bifocal lenses, or as they like to call them now, progressive lenses.
Which only means your eyes are getting progressively worse.
That's a good one.
The virtual 2021 Franklin celebration happens on Friday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., and it's free with registration. The celebration is more of a seminar with some distinguished scholars who will discuss restoring trust in American institutions.
And it comes at a really interesting time in our history.
I want to ask you a question, and that is, what is in your life's blueprint?
Martin Luther King, I think both of those men gave something really important and significant to the world. Check out our list on ways you can contribute at whyy.org/things to do.
Thanks as always, Tanya. We'll see you next week.
Thanks to Martin.